have to do with anything. I just told you my car is on fire. It's a BMW. Does it matter? It's burning. I'm Eric Nordstrom, by the way.
Eric Nordstrom?
Yeah, Eric Nordstrom. I'm running for governor. Democrat Eric Nordstrom.
Is this a joke?
It's not a fucking joke.
You just heard an excerpt from the leaked audio of Democratic candidate Eric Nordstrom's 911 call. What are your thoughts, Rick?
Man's a snob. Big hypocrite. He's all about the disenfranchised, and he's driving a BMW. And that whole, you know who I am, attitude. This is a first responder you are talking to, buddy.
Well, this is what Nordstrom said afterwards. Roll the tape.
I could have died. The car exploded. The agents that were supposed to ensure my safety were not there. I'm blaming the governor. We're dealing with a man who knows he can't win in the polls, so he'll try anything. And the more this man stays in office, the more this situation spirals out of control.
So he's crying conspiracy now.
What a loser.
Welcome. Let me know if you need any help with anything.
You got moonshine?
We sure do. It's that entire rack over here.
Name's Andy McAllen. I'm with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I got my liquor license in order.
Not here to bust your balls. I'm looking into the arsons. Your liquor shop is in the radius. Wanted to know if anyone suspicious came in here and bought a substantial quantity of moonshine.
I don't know about suspicious. I've got a bunch of teenagers lately trying to buy liquor. Moonshine hasn't been selling that well these past few months. It's all about mezcal, tequila, hard seltzers.
What's a hard seltzer?
Alcohol with mineral water. Fruity flavor stuff.
Sounds like a con job. Why don't you get me one of those? Might as well try what's in vogue.
On the house.
Thank you, man. Not bad. It's a bit watery, though. Hey, you got any Wild Hog whiskey? I'll pay for that, of course.
That'll be $12.50. So the arsons, you saying they use moonshine for that? They're burning cars, too, now. I was just listening on the radio.
Yeah, the moonshine they used is good. Such a waste.
But how good?
Hey, I'm no connoisseur, but pretty fucking good from what I can tell. What?
Well, you have the proof.
Proof? Like evidence?
No. The proof. The percentage of alcohol. If you do, I might have a tip for you.
Episode 6, Moonshiner, Part 2.
What you shaking there, Sophie? You making a cocktail?
Working on your case. Andy's theory checks out.
What theory?
Well, aren't you two working together on this?
There's been some miscommunication.
He helped us establish the flammable liquid used to burn the Attorney General's summer house. See the bubbles in the jar? Big bubbles. Popping quickly. That indicates a higher alcohol content.
And?
Turns out it's moonshine. We also found traces that had been overlooked at the other burned properties.
How did Andy know?
We had a sample. He tasted it.
That makes sense. He's a Sherlock Holmes of alcohol.
Whatever beef you guys have, I want no part in it.
How you holding up, by the way?
What do you mean? Oh, I told you. It was a case of the morning blues.
Well, I think I got the morning blues, too.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. Maybe the shooting. Stress and trauma can be tricky. They can manifest themselves later. Have you talked to someone, like a therapist?
I'm not traumatized, Sophie. I'm a cop.
But you're not a robot. Things are still going to get to you, no matter how tough a cop you think you are.
All right, so what do you do when you're like this? Exercise? Meditation? I was Googling it, and I...
It's different, Eileen. Believe me.
You know about the rumors?
What rumors?
Me and Ralph. Ugh, you do. Look, whatever you heard, it's not true.
I know. Eileen. You okay? You look sick. I mean, you seem a little off today.
I didn't get much sleep. It's like my mind's trying to come up with all these solutions, but I'm trapped in it. Fuck. Do I sound like a crazy person?
No, you don't.
I'm on a bad streak, I guess. Okay. Good talk, Sophie.
Eileen.
Yeah.
Why don't you take one of these? See how you feel.
What is that? Are you offering me drugs?
Small dose of dopamine. It's been helping me with the morning blues. Take one, see how you feel. Now, I'm not a pusher. You just seem like you need a little help right now. Hello? Oh, hi, Andy. The proof? I wrote it down. I got 170, give or take. Yeah, it's heavy-duty stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
What was that all about?
Wanted to know the proof of the moonshine we found. 200 proof is 100% alcohol. Well, this one is 170, so about 80. Meaning it's the type of stuff that doesn't sell in stores.
I'm not following.
Most likely it's homemade. Bootleg.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Big Mo's Grain Suppliers, how may I help you?
Good day, sir. My name's Andy McAllen. I'm with the Texas Rangers. I wanted to inquire about large grain purchases, orders you've received in the last few days, weeks.
Why you want to know that?
I'm working a case. Let's just say there's an illegal liquor component to it.
I'm just an employee here. I'm not sure if I can give you that kind of information.
Well, you can give it to me now, or explain to your boss later how you had the chance to stop a police raid but didn't. Spare me the trip down there.
All our purchases are large. We're wholesale suppliers, sir.
Anything out of the ordinary, then? Anything helps at this point.
There was this buyer a month ago. He came in wearing a hat and, I don't know, looked like he was in disguise. He paid in cash and that was it. I recognize his voice, though. He's a recurring customer, but he hasn't made a purchase in months. And this customer would always call and have it shipped. Same mass mix, too. Jimmy Red Corn and Yellow. I don't know. I thought it was strange.
You got a name?
No. But I have the shipping address.
How's it going, sir? You looking for a place to eat? We've got a great steak.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, though. You happen to know what happened to this place next door?
It got burned down during the protests. The diner almost got fired, too. Luckily, they just smashed the windows.
You from around here?
Yes, sir. Born and raised. I actually work there. Now I'm at the diner. Easy to move next door.
So what was that place, anyway?
A bar. Neighborhood bar. Everyone loved it.
You know the owners?
Yeah, it's just one owner, Gary.
What's he up to now?
I don't know. He was pretty bummed out after what happened to his bar. Haven't seen him in a while. Great guy. Great boss, too. So, you in the mood for a steak? Prime rib?
No, not hungry.
So what brings you to town?
You know where Gary lives?
I can't give you his personal address. I don't even know who you are.
I'm an investor. I want to take this burned dumpster off his hands.
I gotta go, sir. Good talking to you.
Well, shit.
The college campus shooting and the arsons have literally added fuel to the fire as the governor and his Democratic challenger traded accusations of exploiting the tragedy and current climate for electoral purposes.
That's more like it. Oh, Jesus.
Afternoon, sir. Everything all right?
Yeah.
You can't be parked here. And you certainly can't be drinking. You from out of town? Where are you coming from?
Texas Ranger, pal. Beat it. I'm in the middle of something.
Okay. Please step out of the car. Whoa, hey. Stop, stop.
Easy, easy. Just getting my badge out. Jesus.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
I know. You're just doing your job. No hard feelings. Andy McAllen, Texas Rangers. Have a look. I'm looking for a fella named Gary. Is that his house?
Gary Sanchez? Yeah, that's his house.
You know him? Is he a friend? Don't worry, I'm not here to bust his balls. It's my day off, man. Been a rough week. Just looking for the real shit. Heard Gary is a moonshine magician of sorts.
Yeah, he's a good man. He lost his bar, so yeah. He's selling the side to make up for some of his losses. That's all.
That's all very admirable. You know, pulling himself back up in the face of adversity.
Man does cook some damn good moonshine. I mean, if your throat can handle that kind of heat. Hey, you're not with the ATF, are you?
Fuck no. Do I look like some asshole in a suit hunting for peccadilloes?
No, you don't. Sorry, you don't.
So, is that why he's got the place all boarded up?
Well, most houses on this block have boarded windows.
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
We've had our share of protests. Folks want to protect their homes.
So, your buddy home? Yeah, and I knocked a while back, but nothing. So I just parked here to wait. I'll tell you what. You take me to him, and I'll buy you a jar.
I don't think he's home.
Well, then, I guess I'll wait.
You're really thirsty for moonshine, huh?
Heard it's some of the best there is.
He might be in the basement. That's where the magic happens. Gary always keeps this bulkhead shut. Fermentation really smells. Gary? That's me. Open up.
Who's this?
This is Andy. He's passing through town and wants to purchase some of your quality shine. You're becoming a legend, man.
The batch is not ready yet.
You're out of stock already?
All right, Ranger, down the steps.
What the fuck?
Why'd you bring him here?
Are you fucking out of your mind? He was parked outside. He knows. What was I supposed to do?
What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't hold a ranger at gunpoint. Are you even a real cop?
You bet I am. Down the steps.
Where are you, by the way?
Parking lot. Only place in the office where I can get some privacy.
You sound better.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
Eileen? Hey, you there?
Yeah, just got a message. I'll check it later.
Wait, you sure? I could call you back.
No, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about the last time we talked. It was a bad moment anyway. So, how are you? How's the book tour?
Oh, it's a dream. Never thought someone would approach me and be like, hey, can you sign this? You know? Seeing my name on the cover. It's wild.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I'm sorry, too. You're not extremely selfish. I don't really think that.
Don't worry about it. We were both having a shitty day. Let's just leave it at that.
So I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I'm going to be in town at the end of the month. New bookstore in downtown Austin. We're having a Q&A there, and I thought maybe we could catch up, have brunch.
I would have to check. I have to get this. Andy's calling.
Only if you're not busy. I know you work weekends, but it'd be nice seeing you. I'm busy, too. Just an hour or so. That's it.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. I'll call you later. Bye, David.
Jesus, it's hotter than hell down here.
Go through that door over there.
What for?
Just go.
He's fiddling with something in his pocket. What? I'm not fucking doing anything. I'm just walking like you said.
Empty it. Slowly. Now drop the phone. Step back.
You fucking nuts? You're gonna blow us up!
Batch ain't flammable yet.
Through the door. Now.
Hey! Hey, don't keep me here! It's too hot! Come on!
What do we do now?
I gotta think. This is bad. Let's just fucking kill him. You're gonna kill a ranger? Really?
You already kidnapped him.
Come on, man.
We're in deep shit. You brought him here.
Come on, let's talk. You don't have to do this.
Listen, I saved you, Gary. He knew your address. He knew your name. Luckily, it was just him and not some SWAT team. Okay, let's just think this through. Oh, I can't think like this. You gotta shut that dog up. You can hear it all the way down the block.
You shouldn't have brought him here, man. Man, you shouldn't have brought him.
Okay, calm down, Gary, all right? What's done is done. Let's just think this through. Fuck! You know what? I'm gonna shut that dog up.
I'll do it.
Do what?
Lend me your gun.
This is the Andy McCallan. I'm probably ignoring your call, so please leave a message.
Wendell, it's Eileen.
I know.
I think Andy's in trouble. I got a missed call from him. He sent me his location. He's not picking up. I'm here. His car is here, but I'm looking through the window, and his holster's inside.
Send me the location. Stay there. I'll get some backup and meet you. What's going on?
Just hurry up. Shit. Wendell, it's the blue house. Andy's car is outside. Squad car 2, I'm going in. There's a dead dog. And a basement. I'm going in. Hurry up.
Come on, man. This is crazy. You know it. They're gonna find me one way or another. Hey, look, I'll tell you what. You let me out, and I'll tell them you're innocent. Okay? I can help you.
Just stop talking.
Why the fuck would you do this, man? The arsons. Is that you?
It was Gary's idea.
But you're a cop. Why are you helping him? You're supposed to keep people safe, not scare the shit out of them.
Look, man. I've known Gary since we were kids. I saw him build that bar up from nothing. Being there that night, the night it got burned down, being told by those pricks up top to just let it happen, you know, it really pissed me off. So when Gary asked for my help, it felt like the right thing to do, you know? Show those assholes how it felt like to lose everything you've worked for your entire life. You know, watch it all burn to crisp. Maybe then they would think twice about just letting those mobs do whatever the fuck they wanted.
But you guys didn't accomplish anything. You just made it worse.
Jesus.
You became the mobs you hated.
That's enough. Shut the fuck up. What the? Who's there?
Hey! Come on, man! Come on, man! It's 100 degrees in here! Let me out! Or at least throw me a bottle of water! A moonshine! I'll take anything!
I said shut the fuck up!
Don't move.
Who the fuck are you?
Andy?
Holy shit, Eileen!
Shh! I whacked him in the head. Help me drag him inside.
Holy shit, I thought I was gonna die in there. Thanks. You came without backup?
Wendell's on his way. You okay? Did they hurt you?
Nah, they didn't know what they were gonna do with me. I'm sure they were gonna kill me one way or the other. There's another guy. Gary Sanchez. He's upstairs.
I think he might be inside the house. I heard him shoot the dog.
Let's go get him, but be careful. This place is a fucking powder keg.
Wendell, I've got Andy. We're inside the property.
Inside? I told you to hold!
It's a long story. I made a call. We're in the kitchen. The whole place is a makeshift alcohol distillery. We're getting this guy. Hurry up. There's a local cop in the basement. He's a suspect.
What?
Yeah, I know. Long story. Make sure to get him out in handcuffs. Hurry up.
Down!
Police! Drop your weapon!
You drop yours!
It's over, Gary! Your buddy's trapped in the basement! We got folks coming!
You're surrounded, man. Just drop it. I'll take you outside. No one gets hurt.
You a ranger, too? I'm not fucking going to jail. I'm not fucking going.
Drop the gun and come out.
Yeah, I lost everything.
You pigs didn't do shit! They burned my bar down! 30 years building it from the ground up so they can destroy it! Now, I worked my ass off every day!
I get it, Gary. I get it. But right now, we gotta figure out a way that we can get out of this.
No, no, you don't get it! See, they betrayed us! They sided with the protesters! They sided with them! And the Attorney General, he don't have a spine to go after them!
I said I get it. We fucked up. But you gotta drop the gun, we'll go outside and get this whole thing sorted out.
You hear that, Gary? That means it's over. You're a smart guy. Quit while you still have some leverage.
Fuck you, man. Yeah, fuck you!
Calm down. We'll figure this out. Shit.
I'm out, too.
We're here. We can't see shit. He's got the floor windows boarded up.
I just ran up to the second floor. He's got a gun. I'm in the kitchen with Andy, and we're both out of ammo.
What the...
What's going on?
See, Buck's throwing his moonshine down the stairs.
All right, Eileen, you guys gotta get out.
Come out of the house now. You're surrounded.
Fuck you.
Andy, get the other suspect. Basement. This guy's gonna light up the place.
Oh, fuck.
Eileen!
I'm okay. I'm okay. He just blew a hole in the ceiling. Shit. Exit's on fire. Call the fire department. The guy's losing it. Andy, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. The door's jammed. Can't get it open.
We're trapped here.
All right, boarded up window on the left side of the house. Facing the street. They're gonna tear it down. Run to it.
Andy! Andy, shit! God, you're fucking heavy. Come on, get up. Don't make me save your ass twice. We're almost there. Andy, come on. Come on.
Grab my hand.
Take it. Come on, Andy. Help us out here. We're getting out. Come on. Use your fucking legs.
Come on, let's move. This is a ticking bomb.
Andy.
What happened to him?
Smoke on his lungs. We need a medic.
I'm good. I'm okay now.
No, you're not. Just breathe in, breathe out.
You hurt?
No, but you guys were a little late.
He's coming out of the hole, the fireman asked. Suspect's not armed.
Okay, hold it. Everyone, get ready. He's coming out. Give me that.
Stop right there, Gary. Put your hands up. Mr. Sanchez, stop.
Wendell, let me talk to him.
I said put your hands up. Gary, stop.
Wendell, he doused himself in that shit.
Look what you pigs made me do.
He's gonna light himself up. Help him. Jesus, put it out.
We can't get any closer. The house is about to explode.
Hi, welcome to CBA Pharmacy. What can I do for you?
Hi, you got any Dopanox? I didn't see it in the aisles.
Just a second. Dopanox, yeah. May I see your prescription?
Oh, I thought it was over the counter.
No, unfortunately it isn't. I'd need to see your doctor's prescription.
Listen, I'm with the Texas Rangers. We're working a case. We need a few samples to test it in our lab. We found some pills at a crime scene and it's kind of complicated. It's extremely urgent. Here's my badge.
I understand, but I can't do...
It's extremely urgent. I can talk to the manager if you want, but I feel...
Oh, no. It's okay. I'm new here, so just give me a minute. Got to look in the back for it.
Thank you. You're doing great.
Here it is. Dopanox. 100 cc okay for your samples. It's 60 capsules.
That's perfect.
Eileen, what you doing here?
Didn't want to bother you on a Sunday, but I think it can't wait.
You want to come in?
I better not.
You okay?
Yes.
I was making iced tea for myself. I'll bring some outside. We can sit here on the porch. Here you go. You've been through a lot. You still coughing? Got all that smoke out of your lungs?
Yeah.
Strange a man was going after his own like that.
They burned his business down, his livelihood. I'm not justifying it, but I don't find it that strange. There's a logic to it.
AG wants to congratulate you personally. Cameras and all.
Andy did the hard work. He tracked down the suspects.
Yeah, but you know how it is. Optics. Latina cop takes down a bad white cop and Latino arsonist. All sides are okay with that.
Boy, it's all a PR stunt, isn't it?
Well, it's not my call, Ranger. This comes all the way from the top.
What's next? Eric Nordstrom asks for my endorsement?
Nah, I told the chief we weren't doing any of this political crap. But AG really wants it. My hands are tied. You know me, I hate this.
Whatever, Ralph. I don't care anymore. This whole thing is a load of bullshit. Those guys care more about good PR than catching bad guys. Same fucking thing happened with Las Palonas. If they just let
me... My God, Eileen. Los Palonas again? Ya dejaro ir.
It's not about Las Palonas. It's just frustrating, okay? Sometimes I feel like I'm the only one who's doing this for the right reasons, you know? Like, I'm the only one who wants to see actual bad guys behind bars. Not just closed cases, but the actual person who did it, locked up, forever. I'm telling you, Ralph, Las Palonas is not done. Not even close. I just need you to back me up on this. I need you to trust me.
Eileen, let me sleep on it, okay?
That's all I'm asking for. Thank you.
But that's not why you came here, right?
What? Oh. No. Ralph, have you heard any rumors about us?
What rumors? Eileen, you okay? Your hand is trembling. What? Come on, what rumors?
I'm not sleeping well.
What rumors, Eileen?
About you and me.
What? What's the rumor?
That we're sleeping together, and that's why I'm your favorite.
Who the hell is saying that?
Everyone, I think.
Well, who started it?
Does it matter?
It does to me. That's slander. And I'm not going to stand for it.
I'm not asking you to start an internal investigation. You talking about it is only going to make it worse. Plus, I don't want to be seen as a snitch, too.
It ain't right, Eileen. This ain't some silly high school where you can just go and whisper into someone's
ear. Ralph, I'm not telling you this so you go and do something or punish someone. I just... I think we have to be careful, that's all.
Careful? Nothing happened. What are we going to be careful about?
I don't know, giving the wrong impression.
What exactly are we doing to give the wrong impression?
I don't know. I'm getting tired of this. The office and...
Now, don't talk like that. Been tough, I know. You've been stressed. It happens. But you ain't a quitter.
I live with a cat, Ralph. I'm 35 years old and I live with a cat. I'm not in a great place.
Maybe, but you're in a better place now than a few months ago.
I miss him, Ralph. And I wish I didn't, but I do. There it is. I'm admitting it out loud. I talked to him the other day, you know, like, really talked to him. I couldn't control myself, and I called him.
Don't beat yourself up about it. The heart wants what the heart wants.
And where's my head?
Do you know the phrase, un clavo saca otro clavo?
A nail takes out a nail.
Yeah, I thought you knew it. Means you got to get yourself someone else so you can get David out of your system. There's plenty of fine young men out there.
I'm too old to just date random guys.
Eileen, look at me. This is what old looks like. Now, you're young. You got to go out there and meet people. When my wife died, I didn't. And I regret that. Now the kids are gone. They got their own wives, families. I'm here sipping iced tea, a grumpy old lonely man. Don't make the same mistake I did. Whatever you may feel, put yourself out there.
Who wants to date a cop these days?
You're not a cop. You're Eileen Castillo. Don't let a job define you. And about the rumors, people are going to talk no matter what. They see someone rising, first thing they want to do is pull them down.
He wrote a novel about me, you know.
David? His novel's about you.
I started reading it out of curiosity, and yeah, it's me. The main character is this bitchy female detective that's got everything stacked against her, but somehow manages to pull it off.
I have to read that. Does she have an old grumpy boss that tells her everything's going to be fine and gives her dating advice?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
What's the name of the novel?
Tejana.
Tejana. That suits you. Tejana. Got a nice ring to it. Maybe I'll start calling you that.
Stay tuned for Tejana, Season 2, coming soon.
Tejana is a production of Sonoro and Telemundo. Executive producers are Stephanie Beatriz, Renny Diaz, and Carlos Quintanilla for Telemundo, and Jasmine Romero, Camila Victoriano, and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro.
Directed by Alejandra Lopez.
Produced by Andres Russo Vargas. Our supervising producer and line producer is Sofia De Antuniano. Our project manager is Gustavo Aguilar, with performances in this episode by Stephanie Beatriz as Eileen Castillo, Jonah Platt as Andy McAllen, Patrick Page as Ralph Tuffin, Marlena Powell as Sophie Knox, and Phil Lewis as Wendell Brady. Alfredo Narciso, Evander Duck, Gerardo Rodriguez, Ben Ramica, Joey D'Alfonso, Brett Tubbs, Karina Ortiz, Monica Delgado, Megan Bagala, Jeff Brooks, Luis Mora, Eileen Clark, Jamal James, Jasmine Romero, and Taylor Coriel. Post-production supervisor, Israel Piz Perez. Our story editor is Jasmine Romero. Script coordination by Paola Estrada. Casting by Jasmine Romero, Christian Hatar, and Camila Victoriano. Audio engineering by Hector Fernandez. Our dialogue editor and sound supervisor is Daniel Padilla. Sound design and Foley by Alex DeWinter. Our music editor is Laura Cruz. Orchestration and score by Laura Cruz and Hector Fernandez. Assembly and mixdown by Alex DeWinter. And mastering by Israel Piz Perez.